Okay, so the question was asked, if a person underwent the gir process with a certain court, and that court has had all kinds of things said about it recently, and to the extent that it might not have been accepted by another court. So, usually I try to answer your questions, and here too I will try to answer it, but I caution you might not feel like I've answered it. About 8 months ago, a guy came to me and asked me this question before it blew up in the political scene. A person came and asked me, he underwent gir with the Rabbanut, and he's concerned about whether that gir will be accepted by other Batei Din. My response to him was that I will not answer him unless he has a Rav with whom he will go hand in hand, and then I'm willing to discuss with that Rav if I can be of any help to him. When we're dealing with a halachic situation as complicated as this, so it's like, for example, having to maneuver between doctors and professors and making medical decisions when you don't know anything about medicine. So you wouldn't go in there and think, well, I'll make the decisions, I'll decide what's right. You just tell me a little bit and I'll decide. Well, the same thing here. It's a little bit of a complicated scene. It's very difficult to discern between what's being said politically and what's being said halachically. And as much as everyone tries to coach what they're saying with halacha, there's a lot of politics going on. A lot more than you'd like to think, than I'd like to think. We have to be very careful, and that's what I told him, because we have a concept that we don't do things that will shed a doubt over other people. Sometimes we say, if you're more stringent in your own home, then by doing that, you're saying, well, my parents weren't kosher enough. For example, there's a halachic question, when does a woman become obligated to cover her hair? We say a woman is married after the chuppah, right? Chuppah, Ashkenazim have a custom cheder yichud. So then the simple understanding would be that right after they walk out of the cheder yichud, or for Sephardim, after the chuppah, she should have to cover her hair. She's a married woman. At her own wedding, she should have to wear a hair covering. And yet, we know that for the last few centuries, women did not cover their hair when they walked out of the chuppah. So this is discussed in halacha. And one of the things that's discussed is that, can I come and say, well, everyone before me wasn't pious enough. I discovered America. I know that the proper thing to do is cover your hair when you walk out of the chuppah. I learned the Gemara, I learned the halacha, and that's what it seems to say. So what do I care that no one before me did this? I'm smarter than everyone else. I'm more pious than everyone else. I'll start wearing hair covering. They weren't kosher and I am kosher. And even if I don't say that, sometimes my actions intrinsically mean that. So this concept shows up in the Gemara in Gittin. The concept is called Shelo Lotzi Lazal Rishonim. We do not look at our predecessors and say we will do something better, because sometimes when we do that, sometimes we say don't do that, because that will cause that you're Motzi Laz, you're putting a bad name on your predecessors, on your own grandparents, on the generations that preceded us. So the Gemara in Gittin brings this, and this concept is brought in Halacha in the laws of Gittin. And the post can apply it to other things as well. That sometimes we say, you cannot take a stringency that will shed doubt or shed a bad light on others. Now, whenever we discuss something that has so many global ramifications, so we have to think about that as well before we say anything. We have to say, wait a second, what am I doing? Now, it's true that there are people who have claims against the Rabbanut, as you read the articles that are going out. But that doesn't mean that you can disqualify gir. Whether they can or cannot is something that needs to be discussed. And because this topic is an intricate topic, one would be wise, before one enters it, to have a Rav who's going to walk them through the process. What the conclusion is going to be, I hope very much the conclusion is going to be that there is no problem. But whether there is or isn't a problem is not something you're going to be able to know on your own. Because everything you're reading is filled with politics, and like Rabbi Avram Shapiro Zatzal once said when someone came to him. Someone came and said, I heard the Rav said this, and then I heard the Rav said that, and then I heard the Rav said a third thing. So the Rav Shapiro said, I don't know what you heard, but all I can tell you is, if you've heard three versions of what I've said, what you know is what I haven't said. If you want to know what I have said, then we have to start from scratch. But when you read the papers and when you read what's going on, you don't know what the truth is. You might know what the truth isn't, but you definitely don't know what the truth is. If you want to verify the truth, you have to have a Rav who you're going to work with, and with him you could verify it. I would be much more comfortable telling you, there's nothing to worry about, continue with your lives, and don't think about it. But I understand you are thinking about it. And if you're thinking about it and you want to verify it, then the way to go about it is to have a Rav who's going to go with you and verify it to the core, to the truth, and not to the politics. And if you're working with newspapers, you're working with politics. You want to verify the truth, so then you have to verify the truth. I think that if you're in Machon Meir, and Machon Meir is doing its best to help you, then you see that Machon Meir is working with the Rabbanut and continuing to work with the Rabbanut, I think there's a certain element of trust you could put in Machon Meir. But I understand from the question that you don't want to put that trust in Machon Meir, so I'm answering the question using the givens of the question that was given. If you feel like you can trust Machon Meir, so then Machon Meir obviously feels like there's no problem, and I don't think they're the only ones. I'm not sure there's a rabbinic authority that places doubt in the kir of the Rabbanut. There might be rabbinic authorities that take that stance, but the question is, do they believe it, or do they have to take that stance for whatever reason that there might be? And there can be many reasons. Again, the question is, you're entitled to ask any questions you want, but I think I answered it, even though I didn't answer it as you might have expected.
No, I asked on purpose and turned on the question.
Say that. Okay.